You're with Life Matters, Michael McKenzie here. All this year, we've been welcoming your true confessions, the ones you've recorded and sent to us as part of our Life in 500 Words series. They're like little windows into individual worlds, and they often make us feel very connected to people right across the country. Today is one out of the box because it's two true confessions for the price of one from the same childhood. Here's Mark Edmonds.
At a very young age, I learned that I was from a communist family, but I didn't get this information first off from my parents. I was hanging out with a bunch of older neighbourhood kids when a visiting cousin asked the group, "Which one is the commo kid?" Total silence, and all eyes turned to me. Him. I went home and asked my mum and dad, "Are we commos? The kids next door seem to think we are." I could see from my parents' reaction that they were dismayed to hear that Cold War attitudes reached the kids in our street. But I had no concept of what commos were, and it didn't make any difference to me to learn that this was what we were. Like all little kids, I loved my mum and dad. If they were commos, then, so to speak, was I. When I was a little kid, I saved my entire family from certain death. One dark night, we had been driven by a friend to Altona to inspect a mysterious flame that was lighting up the night skies. Our friend navigated by driving towards the flame. He found a road which looked as though it could take us close to the flame. Things were looking promising. We drove down the road. As we got closer, we realised that it was a fire burning waste gases from a newly built oil refinery. By now, we were only separated from the refinery by what looked to be a disused railway line. We stood on the railway track admiring the flare when my sharp little child's hearing picked up a distant rumbling sound in the rail tracks. I called out, "I think there's a train coming, I can hear something." The adults didn't know whether to believe me or not, but to be safe, everyone jumped off the rail tracks onto the grass besides the line. We jumped only just soon enough. A goods train came thundering along the track. We had unknowingly been standing on the main rail line to Geelong. It was a huge scare for us all. We'd come very close to annihilation that night.
Mark Edmonds, with his two childhood memories rolled into one recording. Mark's true confession was actually produced by me, and we love hearing your stories, and I love putting them together, putting those sounds with them to make those pieces. So if you have a confession that you'd like to share, now is the time. Our confessional is open. And those true confessions, they can be fun, they can be frivolous, but they can also be very serious, as you would have heard in times gone by. And it's really easy to send these in. You just record your account into your mobile phone and then email the file to, you ready? lifematters@abc.net.au. And you can find more step-by-step instructions by looking for True Confessions at the bottom of the Life Matters webpage.